این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
Here is an excerpt from Imam Khomeini's saying: "Those who attempt to cause discord among our Sunni and Shia brothers are people who conspire for the enemies of Islam and want the enemies of Islam to triumph over Muslims. They are the supporters of America and some are supporters of the Soviet Union. I hope that through considering this Islamic precept that all Muslims are brothers, all Islamic countries will triumph against the superpowers and succeed actualizing all Islamic ordinances."
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear audience. Welcome to a new episode of Spring of the Truth from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this program, we try to shed light on some of the sentences of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi, who was the great leader and founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran. Well, today we want to talk about hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi. About the concept of faith and spiritual values, Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, "We pin our hopes in God. We are not disappointed with Him, and by His grace, we shall overcome difficulties." Hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to behold the vastness of Allah's mercy and have full confidence in His generosity. Hope motivates Muslims. If we didn't have hope, we wouldn't strive hard to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
Sallallahu alayhi.
Propels Muslims to worship Allah and do good deeds. Having hope in receiving reward and meeting Him encourages us to carry on and do more good. According to what Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi said, such hope leads to victory over difficulties. There are many Quranic verses and prophetic narrations that mention hope and stories of people who overcame difficulties for their faith and hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are never described as being in despair or hopeless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the 54th verse of Surah Al-An'am said, كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has made mercy incumbent upon Himself. A close concept to hope in Islam is that of tawakkul, which is reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it means taking your leap of faith into the unknown future with complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Holy Prophet in that regard said, "If you all depend on Allah with due reliance, you would certainly give your provision as He gives it to birds who go forth hungry in the morning and return with a full belly at dusk."
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, never إله